Hey everybody, we have no problem with the computer again, but sorry about that, but we're here. Got a lot to go across. I know I had a lot of guys that were trying to call me. They can call back in. I know a few of my people are talking about for this weekend what's going on. We promise to make sure that everybody gets a chance to get on. We see a lot of the races that we're getting ready to go down this week. Couple of them, and I'm really, really shocked. Not really shocked. I got to give him credit. He's out there doing it. Top notch. He's standing out there, and he's looking for some races. Also, on hand is Sniper. And that should be also something great. You know, I mean, those guys are out there. I got to shout out to the DMV guys. They're actually doing their job. Can't ask nothing. I seen CJ. I seen his car. He's going out there. He's doing battle. He's doing great. Epps, he's doing his thing with his Mustang there. And this will be our final finale at Buzz Creek. And I know right now, I know a few people that wanted to come back and get on. Sorry I didn't get to get in right away, but everybody's been having the same problem. I don't know what's going on with this here Blog Talk Radio, but they got to do a better job than this. And before I can even get on, before I can send out any text messages or anything, they're just trying to get in for it. And they've been having problems with this, and it's been going on and on. But we're back on, so I'm going to really come and really push it out. This weekend, I had such a great time. Got to say one thing, got to hang out with the family. When I say family, racing family and family. I was down in Virginia for the week. Then I went to North Carolina and visited Extreme. And I went down and I visited my aunt. Had a great time. I mean, those guys always show me great hospitality. Everything was great and lovely down there, and it was great. I just look forward to seeing everybody again. Hopefully we'll see everybody Sunday. It's nothing like going out there and just having a good time and relaxing, not worrying about anything. And every time I go out there, I can always say I can always have a good time. Wherever I am, I'm always having a good time. So I'm going to say, just like this here, there's a few people out there that I got to say, thanks for the hospitality, Rico, Bay, the whole Steve-O and Austin, the whole thing. I got to say, I want to really appreciate welcome me over there, and it was great with everybody talking to some of the other guys that were out there I've seen in a while. And it was great to just come out there and just have fun. You know, it's good when you can just go anywhere and meet up with people that you have met before, and they treat you like you're a family, like you stayed there. So that being said, I had to make sure I had to go and put that out there. Another thing was we had a couple of incidents as we had going on here. I know a couple guys want to do a couple of races, and I understand what's going on between some of the bickering and stuff. But to commit to something and then you couldn't go and everything, I really don't get into it. I know they wanted me to get into it, and I really try to stay out of it. I really try to run away from the negativity. I just hope everybody can work it out and we can make it, make the show a little bit better and better. It had nothing to do with my show or anybody up here, but I just heard some stories and they wanted to say something. I really don't want that, my show to be that kind. I don't want to be, how can I say it, having MFs and all this cursing and all that carrying on. I'm in there to have fun. So I'm not going to go out there and I'm not going to take a side and not going to say anything. I'm staying back out of it. And that's how I'm going to feel about that one. And I just wish everybody luck on their show. I wish them the best, because I know we're trying our best to please everybody, and I really don't want to get involved in some of the stuff. And whether this one's your friend, that one, I mean, it's not going to be one of those things because I don't talk to you, you don't talk to him. I can't get involved in that. That's not me. But that being said, we got a lot of racing coming on this coming up week, so it's going to be good. I see it coming really good. Everybody's talking about racing. I know there's a lot of other guys that wanted to get on the show that were on here earlier. I'm sorry about it, but I couldn't get on to Fox Talk Radio. Just had the place that just been going and everybody's been having problems with. I don't know what's going on. I'm mixing up everything on the air. I'm also going to tell you about what we're going to have coming up in October 16th and 17th. Because I really feel that deep in my heart. The cancel walk that I definitely will have. I'm also going to have Fish Fry ones on the 16th. The 17th, I will have that rib contest. I want to thank Mike Castellano for taking care of that with me on the ribs and stuff. It's going to work out really good, and it's all for a good cause, and it's all having our fun. If anybody knows Mike, he was a grudge racer before he was ever into the class. So I just want to let you guys know that right now. And he's still a grudge racer in his heart, and he still loves it. So never think that he'd count him out. And he's been a good friend. Like I said, I remember racing him like one of his first races. I raced him, believe it or not. And we've been friends ever since. And I met a lot of friends that way, whether or not, you know, whether you win or lose, they're still friends with me. And that's how it's supposed to be. So that's how I'm going to keep it. So if anybody, you know, I can see a couple things about what they wanted to say, and they want me to say a couple things, I just don't want to get involved in that situation right now. I don't want to get involved in the Piedmont situation and the Dominier situation. I really don't want to elaborate on that. So I'm going to stay away from that for right now. So not to feel bad, and I'm not to take sides on nobody, but that's how I feel about it. I just don't want to get involved in it. And so that's what I'm going to do. I wish them both best of luck. My support, believe it or not, Donye knows. I talked to Boogie, and he knows what I've already sent, so it's no problem there. I do support it 100%. That's my guy, Motor City Mafia, the whole crew. Little Tony, I got to say one thing, and there's another man that's across all over the map. He's been hooking up with everybody, anybody with a small block. You can't ask anything better than that. I mean, there's a guy that tells you, if you have a small block and you're a stock suspension, he has to race you. He will race you. He's not scared. So if you're going to come out there and you ask him for a race, you say you want to lock in or you think you're the baddest one, definitely he will make it. He'll make his point to be on it. I have to make a phone call to one of his buddies there, and he should be coming on here a little bit. Uncle Larry there. He's definitely going to be coming on, speaking for Toys and Motor City Mafia crew. They always support me, Bruce Leroy and the crew. They'll also be down there on October 16th and 17th. And I think I'll be having one of them that will be coming out there to say Sunday, especially if he gets locked in. I am not sure how it flows, but if he really wants to run like Little Tony wants to, definitely try top notch. He did come all the way out there to try to do something. If he could have caught top notch, he did come out there. If he could have ran PD, he wanted to run PD. He asked me, and I said, you know, all I can do is reach out towards him. If you know, if you can get him, you can get him, and that's it. He said, well, I was coming on a supporting show anyhow, so I would like to try to one of them. And that's how it went down. So that being said, if you decide you want to race, you want to give me a call, that's no problem. I will give you right along with the owner himself, Little Tony. Whoever Petey said he talked to, he didn't talk to Little Tony himself. mean, we were in a three-way. That was the only time he talked to him. He never talked to him after that because he called me himself a half an hour before the show, what happened, before he came. That's the reason why he's looking for Petey. So I don't know who he talked to. He talked to the wrong guy because this came from little Tony himself coming out of his mouth. He says, if any time I need to bring him on, feel free. So also, I got to say something. I want to say congratulations to my friend out there. Drew, I want to say congratulations to you. He just got married. Congratulations. I wish you the best of luck. And hope you can hurry and come back out of that racing with us again. I know you're on your honeymoon right now, but you'll be back real soon. So everybody's out there. Brian Call, we have a few guys that we got to keep in our prayers. Tricky Ricky. Pretty Ricky had an accident down south with his car. Just make sure you guys keep him in his prayers. Brian Call, good guy. Smegs, we call him, nickname him, Long Island. He's one of our guys, and he has pneumonia. Got to keep him in the prayers also. So you guys hang in there, and if you guys need anything, you know, you can make a phone call anytime. My number's open, so feel free. And I definitely wanted to get hold to a couple of my friends here. I'm going to open up a couple of the mics. I see my buddy. I think it might be Rico. That's you. Open the hit the one button, or that's Austin, or I know. I'm pretty sure it's one of them. It's one of the extreme teams. But I definitely like to get them on here because I definitely want to say something towards them because they were really great to me. If you want to hit that one button, because I don't see it clicking over. I've been looking and looking. And it could be the Blog Talk Radio again doing it to me again. But if anybody's out there that's looking for runs this week and they want to call someone out, feel free. If any of the races want to have some certain race that they want me to turn around and support and do anything, feel free. On September 12th, Team Doblin, Team G, they have their annual, that'll be their final at Island Dragway, and I'll be supporting that also. So it'll be definitely on the money. I have those guys are the greatest right now, Sammy, Billy G, 50 Grand, the whole crew. I know they have a race locked in. 50 Grand is actually locked in with Fat Rat. So we will be seeing some action real soon. I mean, the weather is just getting ready. Hopefully it'll break. It's starting to get hot again, but hopefully it'll break a little bit so we can start to really get it really in gear. My guy here the other day, I heard my man Lance was out there doing his thing with the Camaro stock block on nitrous there. Stock suspension, high rock, they call it the shit box, but let me tell you, he's been doing it. He's been really doing it great on the street. He's been doing a lot of things. Also, I'm gonna put this out there. This is one thing I do not believe in. And if you put a deposit, if you say you have a deposit and you are locked in with a race and you do not pay, yeah, I'm gonna actually gonna turn around. I'm gonna put a list out there, just like how it does down there for fathers that are deadbeat fathers with child support. I think it should be out there. The same thing should be known. You don't do that if you're in the game. If you're going to turn around and you say you have your deposit up and you did not come through with your deposit, you will be called out on this here until you pay those deposits. Because I don't think that's fair to anybody. I don't care who it is, how much of a status your name is. It doesn't matter to me. But my whole thing, that messes the grudge game up. I mean, we had a guy, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat, Kyle, he's a street racer. He came out. He was a great. They got me on the line. He actually turned around and had the whole thing written out. and they text me, and everything's supposed to be fine. And the guy was supposed to come with the money, and I guess whatever happened, he broke the car, but that's not Kyle's fault. Kyle went all the way to the track, all the way to Maryland. He was there. Now, that deposit should be paid. Now, if you want me to say your name, I'm going to tell you. You got a little while again. I'm going to give you a time. Well, I'm going to ask you to please get a hold of Kyle, because that is not right. That's not fair. It's not fair to nobody else. I don't think any other racer should race you if that's the case. Because if you're going to do stuff like that, it's bringing nothing but problems into the game. And everybody's out there to have fun. It's not to turn around and rip somebody off. That's a no-no. So I hope it didn't leave a sour taste in your mouth, Kyle, if you're listening. Because I know it would have left something with me, and I probably wouldn't want to come back, you know, and I really felt bad for him on that. And there's really nothing we can do. That's why I like to say, money, if you have a deposit, sometimes a guy's word doesn't mean anything. That's why you always keep a neutral man, a deposit man. That's why you always turn around and you have a guy, that guy that you believe that you can trust in, that will do the right thing, whether or not, you know, you're wrong or whether or not he's wrong. And I've seen it. I've seen somebody have called that call down the line, and they hate, even though they were friends, they had to call down the line. I mean, I had to do it a couple times with my friend. Look, we lost, you lost. That's it. It is what it is. That's how it goes. We'll go for another day. But don't turn around and don't pay the guy because he's by himself or he's on a couple little guys with him. It doesn't matter. It's not fair. It's not a racer. So anybody out there that knows him, who I know I'm talking about, please get hold to him and tell him, go ahead, see Kyle, take care of that, because otherwise next week I'm not going to tell you no lies. Your name will be out there, and it's going to be a shameless. That's what we're going to call it. So all the shame until you pay your deposit. When we had to turn around, I know a guy, a few of them we know had deposits up that we were going to do it, and we had to turn around and try to reach out to them because that wasn't fair for them to come all the way down to come to a track 300 or 400 miles, and then you turn around and you don't even have the deposits for them. That's not fair. So if you're going to turn around, you better be ready. If you're going to talk about gambling, gamble what your pockets can carry, not what you in your heart think you can do, but what you can carry, what you can do. That's how I look at it. If it ain't but 100, then it's 100. For 200, that's it. Don't go telling somebody we locked in for 5 on 2,000 and you don't even have 500 and you can't pay it. That's not right. Because they came with whatever their crew was, whatever it cost them to come down, and it cost them quite a bit. And you didn't even come and show up to even DC to give them the money. And that's not fair. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to next week, I want to make sure I reach out to Kyle. And if he doesn't get his money, and I'm going to have to put the wall of shame on him. I'm going to say it just how it is. I didn't get to talk to Jeff Rogers yet. I know we had a couple things we had to straighten out with the same with him. And that wasn't right with him. But hopefully everything was taken care of. Like, so we don't have to pick and put that out there. And once you get that, everything goes along smooth. You don't need no crap like that. You know how to weed out who's who, and that's it. Know how to have fun. That's the whole object of the game. You know, I don't care if you ran. I have been out there, and I'll tell you the God honest truth. I have ran for a bucket of chicken and $50, and that's because we were friends. We had nothing to do, and we were standing there, and nobody was racing, and we, you know what? Heck with it, $50 and a bucket of chicken. And that was me and Jane Farrell. And it was spicy chicken. And he came with, and when he paid me the chicken, I didn't say anything about the $50. I said, I'm not going to push the issue on the $50. He said, okay, here's your chicken. That's how it went. And I had a bucket of chicken. I brought it out. He was sitting down there eating. He had left. Next thing you know, I opened up, I went down toward the end, and what's at the bottom of the chicken? It's a $50 bill. I said, you son of a gun, you. But that's how it is. It's supposed to have some kind of fun. something fun about the whole deal. But I'm going to open up a few mics right now, and you guys can definitely call your races out, because I know there's going to be some few good ones that's going to come out. So I'm going to open this mic up right now. I'm going to open up 347-5810. Your mic's open.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Sammy? How's everything?
I'm pretty good. Hanging in there. Still working.
So far, so good, you know. Had a little sickness, but I've been back. I'm good. I bounced back here and there, but, you know, everything's good so far. Need a little vacation, a little right away. But that's all I need. Now I'm back in shape. That's it. I heard some stories, so this is what I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to let you know. Sammy turned around. I'm going to tell everybody how bad Sammy's trying to be slick about this one. Now, we have a rib contest October 17th. Sammy's already doing trial. He's already doing a trial run, I heard already.
I'm taking a test shot this weekend.
I already heard the whole story we talked about. I said I got to put the guys out there because I got to make sure JoJo knows. So they better have everything ready. Walter Mann already told me, he promised me. He actually turned around and said he's going to try to do his best, and he also donated to us the Cancer Society thing. It's something good, you know, and it's he definitely said, ain't nobody can outcook him. Nobody can outcook him on the ribs.
Now, hey, he said that with a sticker.
Yeah, he did. Now, we got some crew. We got Kenny now. Mr. Gumbo. We're going to call him now.
Mr. Gumbo.
Now, you want to hear something? Yeah. You want to hear something crazy? And I'm going to tell you what somebody told me. This is what they wanted to do. Each crew wanted to put $100 up because they got to miss the seafood thing. They said they want to go and have a shot back at him. And everybody put $100 up. And I told him, I said, well, we have to do it either one day that week or we'll do it on something else. But I have Terrence from Black and Mild. He's willing to put up $100. I have Steve. He's willing to put up $100. And I'm quite sure, I guess the Gumbo King probably will put up $100. And I'll tell you right now, I'll put up $100 on top of it just to get into it. I'll put it in there. I don't think I'm gonna cook it, but I'll watch. I would love to see just who can win the whole thing, because they said they didn't have a chance because Steve's mother had a heart surgery, so he couldn't make it. And Terrence had a problem. His kid was graduating, so that was the hard part, that he couldn't make it. And boy, let me tell you, I went to Junior's 40th birthday party. And I went there, and he made a special seafood dish just for me when I got there. He said, I want you to taste it. You tell me, what do you think? And I was like, oh, boy. He said, boy, this is going to be tough. So I'm trying to see if I can maybe some of those little things try to do it somewhere. I'm not sure where I'm going to put it there, but somewhere we try to do it somewhere. If he comes to Island Dragon, maybe we do it there. Who knows? Anyway, we'll just have to have it so it can go down. Anything you doing? Anything coming up with you? Anything, Sammy, at all?
September 12th. That's what we talked about.
Okay.
Starts gates open at 1. 3 o'clock, racing starts. So-called finish at 8, but it could go stretched on depending on how the racing goes. We go until about 10, 11.
Okay.
Dragway.
Do you have anything all grudge that day, or what are we doing?
Yeah, it's all grudge. All grudge, 28, no time class, 75, a little 10-hole racing.
Okay.
It depends on the car count. And like I said, $50 buy-in, I'll do the same thing. $50 buy-in, and I'll put up another $50 on top of the buy-in to make it $100 and win and take all.
Okay. All right. Sounds
good.
Pretty
much the same thing. July, everybody was happy. The winners were happy. They took a good amount home. Mouth Racing took 28 no time. One of our guys won the 10-0. And the track wasn't all there that day, but it was hot as shit. But it would turn out to be pretty good.
Anytime the track temperature was 145, you ain't gonna be so good in the air.
Somebody hit it with the laser. It was 150 plus.
Yeah, so that was there's nothing you can do too much.
You can throw all the pimp juice you want. You can do this. You can do that. That's not helping.
Nope. You're 100% right. Now, are you going to be calling out anybody soon? That's what I want to make sure.
We'll see. Pretty much whoever comes along, it's a fair race. You know, I'm locking them in. You know me, I ain't turning no race down. After this weekend goes by, we're going to be pretty much. As soon as this weekend is done.
Plus, like you said earlier, 50 guys.
Gotta take care of what 50's called. He's gotta take care of about two or three coming up for him. Malibu. And then I have Jeff Rogers and Mistress before the year's out. That gotta happen.
That's going to happen, huh?
Pretty much, yeah, it's got to happen. Come on. Mistress and all that this year.
Okay.
We'll see how it works out.
All right.
And from there, that's it. We'll see what goes on from there. I know Billy's locked in with Billy is locked in with his car with Kevin Hunt with the Firebird.
Okay.
What else is there? Man, so far we have, one, two, three, about 5 to 6 races before the year is out, already locked in.
Okay, that's doing it. Yeah, that's definitely doing it, I'll tell you that. I mean, I have seen a lot of the races are coming along, and I actually saw it the other day. I seen Jason Gray out there with Copperhead, and he's... I think it's Spider-Man, I think that car's called. He's giving it the break today's mile, I'm pretty sure.
No, I read Top Notch is giving Jason Gray the break.
Jason's got something else, too. He's got something else going on. He's putting himself out there, I tell you that. He's definitely going out there. He's going, doing it. Top Notch is... I gotta give him credit, man. He's going against Epps, that nice yellow Mustang. That's gonna be interesting. I can't wait to watch that one. That's gonna be quite interesting. I mean, that race right there. I mean, I gotta give him credit though, because I saw a race that he did this week, and to pull that guy down, I was very impressed. I was impressed with him, I gotta say. He's got it rolling, he's got it going good. You know. I know my couple guys are gonna be out there talking. Hopefully Dwayne should have everything all ready. And he should be coming out. The slut, Dwayne Robinson. He'll be out there looking for action. I'm bringing a couple stock block cars. There's no doubt about it. I got a few stock block cars that I'm going to actually be bringing that same day, that Sunday. So it's going to be quite a bit. And
it's going to be a good day, huh?
It should be really good. so far so good. You know, everybody's trying to get something in, you know.
That's the way to do it. Race. Try to get as much as you can.
Yeah, I gotta really, you know, I'm pushing so many things right around, you know. I was getting treated for Lyme disease last week, so like hopefully. But you know, I have to put that on me once. Got bit by a lousy little tick. What that thing does to you, you wouldn't believe. So,
mess you up.
Yeah, you think you got a flu with some aches and pains, and what the heck is wrong with you? You got Lyme disease. Well, they said I had all the symptoms, but even though it came back negative, it doesn't show right away. So they had to put me on the antibiotics right away. So they couldn't wait around for them. Every day I was out there, I was taking 8 pills a day, so it was like, oh, gosh. So that's why I just said, you know what? Went down to Virginia, sat back at the beach house. I went
relaxed.
And next, you know, I'm going to tell you exactly what I had to do. I couldn't stop. When I talked to Rico, and he told me the track was open that day. I was like, it's going to be open? Well, you will see me. And guess what? I rode on down there. I said, we're going. And I had a great time. They treated you well. I mean, it was the hospitality was there, so that's why I don't mind going somewhere like that. I had fun, and it was just a test and tune session. Just hanging out with those guys was the best. It's so funny because I'm looking at a crazy property of certain places, like, why am I doing this? Yeah, which one do you want to stay at? You know, it's like,
yeah,
I wanted one thing I want to be. I want to be able to move back and forth. That's why I don't want to just stay at one spot. So it's one of those things right now. It's up in the air. Big Dwayne, he lives right in Virginia. He told me, come on down there. That was funny. It was great. But just to go down there with him, when he told me about certain things in the woods back there with the bears and the snakes, I don't know if I can do that. I don't mind looking at a pit bull, but I ain't even looking for no bear. No bear, no snake, I ain't with that. That's something I don't want to be looking at. I don't know if I want to pass on that to you. But, it's something good. It should be everything. I think it's really going to all of a sudden pick up really good. So far, so good. You know, things are really picking up. Matter of fact, I got to tell my brother, like, shout out. I know he got it on speakerphone. My son's over at the shop over there messing with some other little car that he got messing around. And he got a shout out because the legislators turned around and they gave him a war proclamation again. So that was great. So it was an accomplishment. So he did a great job. Now he's in college, so he's doing his thing. I can give him credit. He's doing good. Can't ask for a better thing. Both boys. Now the oldest one's gonna take over the racing for a little while till the other one gets home. I don't know how that's gonna work out, but it's gonna be unbelievable. They have fun, but I'm looking for this here last bit, you know. And I'm like, Candy Crusher had said before, he had a great time, and he always tells anything that ever happens, he's coming back out. There was no doubt about it. He wasn't lying once he got his car back together. Well, it's official. Him and Sniper is locked in for Sunday. So that is an official race. So everybody, you know, anybody that wants to hear about that one, that's going to be very, very interesting. When I say interesting, that's going to be a good one. Candy Crusher is... he's running good, and so is Sniper. You got to give them both credit. And I didn't get to talk to Jason because I know Candy Crusher did call Jason out when they were in Virginia. So you might see something happen with Jason and Candy Crusher and MRI. So I think that might end up happening also. already. You're, like I said, the man that's on the mission right now. And I'm going to tell you, he's hot to go. He's hot. He's going to say hot nuts. And that's top notch. You got to give the man credit. He's not playing. He's actually, he definitely wants to run. You know, I don't know the deal with him and little Tony, but I don't know the whole situation, what happened with that, but I know Tony told me he's hot to go. So pretty soon that's going to have to a hit. I'm quite sure that race is going to have to happen. Sooner or later.
Yeah,
and
come
Tony
on.
Went
they're
all,
over there.
Tony
they're
went
both claiming,
they're both
claiming the battle of Mobox, huh?
Yeah, I think that race is going to have to happen. You know, and there's no doubt about it. And I know I got June Harrell and the crew. Black and Mild will be back together. We'll be ready to go. He'll be coming down. We'll be bringing Ralphie's car down. We got a load going down on the 16th and the 17th. They're actually going to walk, too. A couple of guys are going to walk. They can't walk. So it's going to be real good, and they're looking for races. I know Bruce Leroy will be back out. You know, Three Lugs that ran 50 grand. They'll be definitely coming back out showing their support. He definitely says, you know, he wants to do a little action. So he had fun when he came there. He ran 50 and he lost, but he had a great time. He told me he'll definitely come again. I don't know if he came back from California yet, because he might be able to make it to Maryland. We'll wait to see. I'm going to be talking to him tomorrow. If he came back, he's going to take that ride, and they're going to make the ride on over. But if anybody ever get a chance to come out there and show the support back towards Lil Tony, because I tell you what, Lil Tony and Leroy, they really do the right thing, and they show support. I don't mind going back to them. So if anybody, you know, is in the area, even if you don't even have a car, hey, stop in one of their races and see how they treat you. That's really good. It's something that you will go back. So I know I'm going there one more time this year. There's no doubt about it. And so far, so good. And I guess we're going to be having some, the way it seems like, it's going to be pretty good pretty soon. I mean, the weather, it's just the weather right now. It was so hot. There was not too much you can really do, but I tell you, these guys, I can't say I condone it because I don't want to have something happen. And then they say, oh, you shouldn't have said it. But they've been racing over here like crazy. And that's insane where they're at. What do they call it, New Mexico? I'm like, you guys are nuts. In the last 3 days, they've been at it. Jeremy lost to Lance. I don't know if you know about that one. And then you had Mario's car, and he lost to Tyler. So everybody thought Tyler was out of the game. Tyler's back, and Tyler's looking for action. And I think a couple of them are going to come out there from Maryland. We're thinking about doing a stock block class that day also. You know, see how everything works out. Stock blocks, small blocks, all nitrous. I'm trying to figure out the best way I can have it make it even. And so far, the only thing I've been getting so far is going to be like a 5 second. You got 5 seconds to bail out. If you're a small block, stock block, on motor, you got 5 seconds to bail out. And that's for the quarter, though. It's the only way they want to do it. Or you juice the juice, stock block, and let's go. Heads up. That was the deal. So I'm gonna get together with all the guys, and I got Malik down there in North Carolina. He's got a few guys in the same thing in the crew. They want to go, and they want to do it. So I want to see how everybody turns out, how everybody wants to do it. And we'll go from there. So I know you ran into one before, but it was only the back tie, and that's not all that unfair race. Nitrous versus motor. Stock Rockwood, you know. You're winning it. And these guys want to do things, so whatever, you know, race I think that's gonna make everybody feel pleased and they wanna do it, I said let's go with it. Something's gotta happen, something's a little different. Just to change up the atmosphere. The small blocks are definitely out there running. There's no doubt about it. And so far, I can't say too much with some of the guys out there. They've just been traveling. And like I said, I want to thank everybody for their support for the races that came out with us. A lot of guys that came to Bullets Creek this year, guys that came to Cecil County in the beginning, guys that came to Fayetteville. I hope they enjoyed themselves. I know this last one, I'm really trying to go all out, trying to make sure I want to really push it hard as I can. But the ribs and everything, like I said, there's going to be beef ribs and there's going to be pork ribs. So it's going to be a little everything. Salad, whatever I got to have, I don't care. I want to have it. I want to have it for the last one to really be a nice one. So if anybody's got any other ideas or and they want to think I should make it a little something different, I'm open for the suggestions. So whatever I can do. It doesn't matter. It's really all about having fun. You know, you hear a lot of guys, why are you spending the money that way? Don't worry about it. It ain't your money, don't worry. That's how I look at it. You know? The same way when we did Island Dragway. How many legs did we have that day when we did Island Dragway? Lamb legs?
Six of them.
Six lamb legs. We had collard greens. We had
300 pounds of chicken. Plus.
That's how it's supposed to be, you know. Nobody's asking for anything. Just have fun. That's all about it. That's all it is. You know, you never know. You never know when your last day is. So what the heck, you'd like to have a nice day about it. So a lot of guys back there, you know, they wish they could have had a chance to go through the things that we're doing now. So it's always memories, you know what I mean? When December hits, when the end of December hits, January hits, what will everybody going to be doing? All of us. Anybody got any tapes? Anybody got that? You know, always going to pop a tape and look and remember a certain good show. And that's what's going to be, you're going to always remember that, and that's going to be fun. But, you know, you would rather get in it now. I mean, it's nice to look at the tape, but it's not like being there in person. You know? I mean, there's races I can still remember, and I'll tell you right now. That's some races, you know, T.C. Gangsta and Calvin, Flex and Jeff Rogers, you know, 50 and, what's his name, Dog, Willie Dog that day. You know, just crazy races, stuff that you wouldn't even seen. Who would have even thought of races like that, you know? You giving, what's his name, the Break of the Tires, oh, my gosh, Baby Django.
Baby Django. Yeah.
First, you gapped him on the first one, and then you turned around and you gave him the break. I was like, wow. Then you ran Carolina Killers, ran them twice. No, three times, right?
Yeah.
I think that was three times, yeah. Yeah, three times there. So there's a lot of racing that was going on. There's no doubt about it, you know. You ran the Chicago guys, the 50 grand Chicago guys, three loads. From Missouri, Mississippi, and Chicago there together. So that's what it was all about. I mean, the mistress ran, Little Tony that day. That's something that, you know, I don't think nobody was expecting them to try. But they went out there. And how can I say? You can't ask nothing better than that. That's what you want to see. You really want to see things like that. That's all about racing, having a little fun about it. And if you got to take the fun away from it, it ain't worthwhile going out racing. That's how I look at it. So that's why I always say, go out and make sure you make the best of it. But I'm going to open up. If anybody wants to get up on here, I know a lot of guys are on the mic. I see them looking. I guess they were waiting for everybody to put the thunder down on the ex-person, but I think they're a little, everybody's just waiting until this weekend. Because I see it. I see it all over already. I mean, when I'm talking about guys and calling me and asking me for races, set them up for races, and I'll tell you the guy I'm stupid. I'll tell you just how it goes. I really don't like to set a race up. If you're going to race, I'd rather you pick your race. I'll put points in directions with the, whoever it is. But I kind of like to stay out of it because I don't want to be doing saying, oh, he set us up, whatever. I'd rather go ahead. Look, he's got a small block. You got a small block. You guys work it out. Whatever he's got, that's on you. You talk how you want to do. I'm pretty sure Flex has been doing a little bit better now. I think his mother's been doing a little bit better. I got to give him a call. I know they were trying to work a little deal out with one of the pickup trucks out there. There was a small block truck. They were going to try to run that. The breaker tires to the 8 mile. Flex's truck on motor, and this other truck is on nitrous. He's willing to try that. I don't know the outcome. I'm going to find out that later on. And maybe that'll happen this Sunday also. So there's a lot of little things that could happen. All you can do is just wait to see what's going to happen. I'm dying to see a few good races out there. That's all I can say. But either way, we're going to have a good time. I know the 12th is going to be good. I know the 6th is going to be good. So, and I know for a fact, the final thing there in favor, we're going to have a great time. And I'll tell you right now, I already made my plans. I'm going to tell you, I am going to Baldy's race. So that'll be my little mini vacation there. Florida, I don't know if you're thinking about it or not, but I think I'm going straight there. I went there before and I liked it. So the right time of the year. So I think I'm going to have to take that swing on out there and go there. But anybody that looking for some action or looking to have a fun time, I can guarantee those dates that we called out that I know that will definitely be there and definitely have fun. So if anybody's interested, give me a call. I'll definitely put you out there with the person or where to get the rooms at or, you know, and also – security is always something I always believe in. If you have to leave your car at the track, there will be security there. It'll be like last time. Once it's locked in, you can't take it out. So I don't care. You know, you ain't come out, you got to wait till the next morning. So that's how it goes. The guy's not going to let you let anything out, and that's how it's going to have to be. It's the only way I can keep it safe. I always like to have something safe. It's the same vice versa when we went to Buzz Creek. If we wanted to leave the car there, they would have locked it up. Could have stayed there. We're going there, and I will talk to Larry again about that, see about what we're going to do with that deal. So maybe some people want to go down to the casino on Sunday night and then come back and get their car. So we're going to see what's going on from there. So if you got anything, anybody can need something, just come push out there. They're allowed to push it out right now. And if you got anything else that you need to put out there, go ahead, Sammy. Anything you need to put out?
Nah, pretty much. There's not much going.
Yeah, because I know a lot of the guys are quiet. You know how it's going. Quiet before the storm.
Yeah.
I'm staying
quiet until after the bullet.
Yeah.
I think so.
I actually...
next weekend is a different story.
Mm-hmm. I went outside just a while ago calling myself. Early yesterday. I called myself trying to crank the car up, and I never seen it. I had one of those kinetic browsers. You ever see them go dead?
No.
A cell goes. Oh my gosh. I had that 16-12. You know, one part runs 12, one part runs 16. And let me tell you, the battery went took a dump on me. I ain't never seen him since. What the heck is this? You know, I'm trying to go get a new battery. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's what it is, Joe. But
it's always something.
Never fails. It is always something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But if you want to have fun, you want to have a little fun, you got to go ahead and do it. You know?
Yep.
So, you definitely be there. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hold the mic over for about 15 more minutes. Whoever wants to come in and they want to get in, they're welcome to come on. I see everybody out there, but I think they're a little too nervous to say something on it. And like I said, next week, if that doesn't, I'm gonna let everybody know. I'm just gonna be really about anybody that holds deposits. We'll be put on blast. That is not good. That is not going to be good. That's not a good game. I don't like that kind of racing. You say you put it up, you're supposed to pay. Do not turn around and just think that you can just talk, you know, and that's not a good thing, because if somebody travels that far, at least they get the deposit. So I want to make sure I put that out there now. Hopefully Kyle gets his deposit. If he doesn't, we're going to go out the Hall of Shame. That's all it is. I'm going to tell you that's how it should be. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I know you've seen it happen to certain people that they try to stick you for a deposit. Get out of it somehow. Not fair. Not fair to none of the races. Not fair to the fans. Nothing. And anytime I take a ride down, and I don't care if anything but $100, at least it helps out on the gas. That's the whole deal. And that's not a good thing for a guy to come out the first time and that happens to him. He didn't even get his deposit. And I want to make sure he gets that deposit. So we're gonna give him a shot at it before I call him out. I'm not gonna say his name. I'll let him go. He's got a free pass, but he's got to get in touch with Kyle and make it straight. That's not fair. And anyone else that has the same problem, we welcome them. Go ahead and take it out there, because if that's the way we have to do it to make it better, that's it. I mean, if you go down to Texas, let a deadbeat dad or anything like that doesn't pay his child support for kids suffering, you know. Well, guess what? They have them on TV. Yeah, I bet you they turn around and they pay it then. They don't want to see their face out there or hear their name. So I feel it's the same way with going to the Hall of Shame. You want to turn around and do that? Make sure you turn around and just pay it back, please. Just do the right thing. If not, Sammy, I'm gonna let you go ahead. You can have anything you want to say. You can say it. Anybody else wants to say it, I'm going to give them a shot. If not, I guess we're going to be closing early. I know a lot of guys are trying to get their cars ready for tomorrow. They're trying to do some testing. I know you heard about that. I know that. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
Joe, guess what I'm doing now?
Working on the car?
Nah. I'm making some more kicking.
Oh, God. You trying it in the box?
No, this one's gonna go on the grill, the chicken. But I'm gonna do ribs. I got skirt steak. I'm gonna stick in the box.
Yeah. I apologize for everybody that chose to get Texas out, because we had the problem with the Blog Talk Radio again. Everybody's been having a problem with it, whether it's dogs, whoever, and it shows for some reason. I don't know why, but they promised me everything would go right. In order to open a Blog Talk Radio shows up, you have to already schedule it and try to set it in. And once you put it in, then it's supposed to be ready. We always like to try to open up the show. Now, all of a sudden, you couldn't even get through. Dog had a problem with it. I had a problem with it two or three times. I can actually see a number, but that was it, and you couldn't open the show. So I try to make sure before I send a text out, get the show, and I just went on a limb and just tried to get into it. So I apologize for that one for everybody. You know, just couldn't get anything out. I didn't want to turn around and, like, almost like false advertising and tell you, oh, we got the show going on tonight, and guess what? Blog Talk Radio is not working again. And it just so happened at the last minute. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was after 6:30. I don't think I got it on until 6:40. I kept trying to push it on, and finally it came through. So I just had to go. So I didn't get a chance to get everybody on. I'm sorry, but that's how it happened. And like I said, the championships, been fun with everybody, with the food, the whole contest. Like I said, I will supply the ribs. We're going to have the ribs supplied to these guys, whoever wants to do it, whoever decides they want to be in that cookout contest. And like I said, there are six contestants that's going to be there. So far there's six. And then we're going to eat all the ribs up and everything, have a good time. Hopefully we'll see who's the best. Now, I got to tell you something. The ribs are a little harder to cook. And anybody can say what you want to say. They go, ribs are a little bit different. A little bit harder. I'm not going to tell everything you've got to do, but it's a little bit, because you know how tough they can be if you do it the wrong way. I'm not going to tell the secret how you... I don't know. I know you got a secret, too, about it, right?
I'll find out this weekend.
I'm not going to... I told you about the turkey. I can't tell you about the rib in case I get in the contest. I can't tell you about that one. Everybody's got their secret.
I gotta take a little time shot first before it goes in.
Okay.
I'm gonna cheat a little bit. I'm not coming off the trailer.
Okay. I'm telling you right now, you know JoJo from Philly. He claims he's one of the best ones. Oh, that's what I meant to tell you. Mike Brown from Bud Light Coop will be there. And, you know, him and Will is in the cooking contest.
Uh-oh.
Nova? Yeah, they're
in
the cooking contest that day, too. They bring the cars.
I ain't going to worry about JoJo. I'm not going to worry about JoJo.
No?
Nah.
Uh-oh.
I ain't going to worry about JoJo. They're going to have to worry about Gumbo Man.
You have to worry about Gumbo Man?
Yeah, I got to worry about Gumbo Man.
How about Mike Brown? What do you think?
Mike Brown, I got to worry about him a little bit, not much.
Not much?
No. Walter Man, I don't have to worry at all with him. Walter Man, he's going to run for the hills. He's going to smell it. He's going to run.
He's going to run. I said, you know, yeah. Pro Stock Joe swears by it. Pro Stock Joe swears by it. Carlos swears by it. They said the man could cook some ribs. I'm kidding you not. When I heard that. And then also we have Dexter from North Carolina. His hired help. That's what I call him. Because he cheats. I know he's on here right now. He cheats when he goes to cook. He goes to find him somebody to go cook. He's not bringing us a razor. He always finds him somebody to cook. But we beat him already at the beginning of the year, so I'm not worried about him. So that's going to be what's going to go down. I think we're going to have a good time out there. Hope everybody has a safe trip when we come down this week. So I just want to make sure that, you know, what's going on. Everybody knows what's going on. There's definitely a lot of locked-in races. A lot of good races going on this week. That'll be definitely, there's no doubt about it. We're going to have those races going on. Actually, you got a Yellow Bullet going on, too, last week. You got William Brown going on Saturday. And then you have Sunday, you have me and Larry T at Buzz Creek will be the final finale. And the following week, we'll be having you at Island Jack.
It's a busy month.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend is just a busy weekend. This weekend is going to be crazy.
And I'll tell you, we got a few pro mods coming out that day. Definitely that's going to be in the house at MRI. Thunder Goat will be there. Thunder Wolf, the other guy, the Camaro, is really, really nice car, beautiful car. If you look on Facebook, I mean, he's looking for action. He's going to be there. There's no doubt that Short Dog and the crew, they're going to be in there looking for action. And like I said, I got a couple streeters that's coming out that's going to be coming and look for a little action. And I think I'm going to try. If everything works out, my car runs like it should, I got to try a little action myself. I'll know after tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to look at the play around a little bit. My son too, so he already said it. He don't care. He wants to run so bad, it's a shame. I mean, he was going to try that night. I didn't think he could win, but hey, he thought he could. He wanted to go, so hey, I was like, I think you're outclassed, you know. We're actually going to try it, probably. I'm going to tell you right off the bat. We will be there with the car, and I will have the truck there too. And I think they had a Dodge Dakota that was going to run before that my son was going to try. I think the guy has a Chrysler motor in it with dominated the whole bit, factory pump. And he's going to try them with the his little small block with the 750 carburetor, the alternator, no vacuum pump, horn, everything, you name it, it's on it. So he's going to go out there and he's going to try. So regardless of whether it's off the trailer, either way, we're racing. That's how we're going to go. We're going to go out with a bang that day. And I plan on doing the same thing. So, I'm going to tell this one to this here one so they can hear it right now. I already knew before weeks they said it. He messes me every time. Not that he got blew by you. I know I got this little tiny straight head, regardless. And I know I got the little 1.4 round on nicest. If you take the nicest off, I will take my car and run him either way. I will give him the back tire, or he turns around and he can give Phil the back tire. And well, I don't want to tell him what he has, but he knows what he's got. We already can see the difference in motors. And we will try that same day. We will do that. As a matter of fact, we'll lock both races in on both on that same day. It doesn't matter. I don't care. We're going to do something. He asked me about it before, and I told him, neither one of the cars has got nitrous on it, so I really ain't ready. Wasn't ready for it. But I also have a nitrous car that's coming with me, and I'm willing to try Blue Bayou too. And so if he wants to go out there and he wants to try, we'll do that. And another race, and they said it was a fluke last time we beat Carlton. We will run Carlton heads up, motor to motor, like we ran him at Petey's race with Phil, with a 750 carburetor against his Dominator and his aftermarket block and everything, and we will try that heads up. So any one of those races that they seem that they want to do, they can get in touch with me. They can go that day at the track. So that is our official call out. That is official. You heard it from me. You didn't hear it from anybody else. I will tell you, we said we're going to try it. We're going to go out there. Whether win or lose, we're trying. So, I mean, I'm not going to say how crazy money or nothing like that, but we are going there and we're coming to play. And I will have another car out there with me I have a stock lot, Mustang on Nikes, and I'm looking for some action with that. So that's going to be with me also. So I'm going to try a little something with that car too. It's going to be either Phil's going to drive it or I'm going to drive it. But we'll definitely be out there looking for some action. I know the couple of trucks. One of the nicest trucks that they got, if they want to make it right, take a small block on motor and we'll run that nitrous truck with the break of the tires at an eighth of a mile, and we will run on horsepower and they can run on their 2 and 3 system. We will try those two trucks, either one of the trucks. So those call out to there to the DMV crew. Like we said, it was DMV versus Long Island Joe and crew. They got the call out. That's official. So get ready. We'll be there, and we'll be waiting. So if anybody decides they want to do it, they want to give us a call ahead of time, or if they want to wait till we get to the track, it's fine with me. That's how it's going to be. So it's so funny. All I did is crank up my car, and that was it. And then so this thing died. I was like, holy cow. So, but at least I know this is bad or not, so I'm happy. So, I got to put an alternator on it now. So, that's about it. So, if anybody's looking for racing, whether it's Island Dragway, whether it's MRI, whether it's Fayetteville, you can get in touch with me, Sammy, Larry T, Short Dog, give us a call. We'll try to accommodate it and make sure something happens. We like to get a lot of races off before the end of the year. We don't want to wait till the end of the year and wait. So we want to make sure things are going to happen. I want to make sure things go off really good, a nice bang, or the win or lose. And on top of it, to me, the note right now, Team G is ahead of everybody right now. I'm going to let you know right now. For the racer, and everybody knows what I said. Every time I have the race there, it's $100 for the race of the day. And Sammy's car, and then two races you had so far, I think. I gotta look it up, I have it in the paper. You also have Calvin as one. You have Jeff Rogers has one. The last one was won by Tony Bond, which he has sent the money. So all of them are going to count the last races. And that'll be $500 for the champion of the year who did the most so far. So you got to be very careful because it still can be up for grabs because we do have a couple races left. You know, anything can happen. And Fayetteville might be the one where they're going to show who's going to be the champion at the end. So that will be $500 to the racer of this for the final finale. I give them $500 whoever the champion was. I don't want to give them no belt cup. I don't want to give anything. I'd rather give them the money. That's how I want to do it. It's, you know, I can go out, I can buy you a belt, you know, but I think everybody can use the money, whether they can work on the car, freshen up the car, or whatever, or for some of their travel expenses or whatever they want to do. That's what I wanted. That's what I want, the reason why I did that one. And then we'll just try to make it better and better every year. That's what we're going to try to go for. But that being said, I'm going to leave the mic open for 2 minutes. If anybody wants to push in right now and get on before I close the mics. If not, and I know a lot of guys are out there working on their cars, trying to get out there and trying to test that swing over here to Englishtown or the track rental. So I know you guys were telling me that what they were doing, trying to get ready for Sunday. So I'm going to open that mic right now. So if anybody wants to come on, feel free. If not, I'm going to be closing the mics out. So if not, I will be seeing you guys. You guys have a safe trip this weekend. Everybody, I hope they have some good racing going on. Hope to see everybody real soon. Hope to see them Sunday. No, I'm probably going to be there Saturday night. I'm not sure. I'm going to see. Hopefully, it can be there by Saturday night. If not, you know, I'll have to be there Sunday, early Sunday morning. But if I won't miss none of the races, I promise you that. So, with that being said, I'm going to tell everybody good night and see them at the races on Sunday. All right. Take care now. All right. Good night, Sammy. Talk to you soon.
Good night, y'all.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Yep, you do.